The Holy Call of Battle by the Great Prince of Peace and Lord of Armies. To all who see with all understanding the words of our Lord by way of the prophets of old. O hear the battle cry of our Father and Creator, that all may come to the spirit of battle and union with Him that conquered death and Hades. Ride into battle, ye sons of God, for He rides glorious as the living Son of Light. O hear, hear the voice of the Master of the nations and the Harvester of men. The Lord has said, all shall bow willingly before the glory of the Lord, lest they perceive their utter destruction and the judgment by our Savior. The Lord has said, as for the wicked, my sword will certainly find. All people who receive my Spirit are joyous before that Spirit which is sent to all that ask. All people that ask me for a commission will receive from me a commission. When the Lord commissions His servants, the Lord has commanded them. His command is by His word, and that is to ready oneself in the Spirit, to move out in glory against every form of corruption defiled by spirits. These spirits are loathsome and contemptible before our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is here, and cries aloud the words of the prophets. Who will stand against the Son of Man? Who will come into battle against the one that holds the keys of death and Hades, whose eyes shine with blazing fire, and rides fearless as the one who sends him victorious into battle, and conquered darkness that all became glory, to magnify his holy name? Who can stand? Who will respond? Where is your army now? Thus taunts the Lord of armies and the Lord of hosts. Now, as for those who are against me, do I strike my hand against the ones who blaspheme? Do I utterly destroy their souls, that they should not see my face? Should I also hold your sins against you? Should I cause you to all fall down prostrate and squirm like the very serpent I cursed to stay a foul and treacherous reptile? O hear, O men of nations, and receive my Spirit. Then you'll know I have sent him to you, that you might stand and look to me, when your Lord will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked one, Satan, the original father of the lie. Satan shall now be bruised on account of my name. The taunting of Satan has filled my ears, and the very smell has filled my nostrils. The Lord has said, the very filth and corruption has reached my heavens. My anger is like an old wineskin full of new wine over a people that barely know my name. I will hold this as contempt for me, and in judgment certainly feel at loss if you should have it removed by your leaders. I will hold your leader personally accountable for my name's sake. I am the Lord God, the Almighty, and for your sake I understand. My grace is great, for I am the God of love. Holy, holy, holy are my ways. My Son and I are one, who you know as Jesus. My Son is the very essence and substance of me. He is my Son and has been my Son since the beginning of time. This will never change, for I cannot change. I am perfect. I never change. I am the Lord. You are my people. You will change continually, so now pray it's to my glory, which all men saw as my Son Jesus. When you become Christ-like, you please me. No man may come to me unless it is by the Spirit of my Son Jesus Christ. He is the way and only way. My Son and I have all things in common. We share all things together, that you may receive eternal life, life more abundantly. Unto one Lord, receiving one Spirit by one way of salvation, Jesus Christ my Son. Now the worshipers of my name have received our Spirit. That Spirit is holy and is from the very throne of our Lord and God. One day that Spirit will transfer your flesh in a moment before the throne of your Lord as righteousness and Spirit absent of your present body, but anew in the Spirit of the living and faithful God Almighty. When that comes, you'll be arrayed in glory, like the manner of the living Son of God. In the kingdom of God, you are sons of God, and shall receive honor and assign glory as according to the righteous completion of your deeds on earth. Your glory on earth is from the Spirit of God, which by receiving Christ as Savior, began accomplishing the commission given to you by the Father. In the day of the Lord, all his children will hear his voice and come out, saith the Lord God Almighty. To the congregations of God, you have said, you have the light, you may. For the congregations that say, you have the way, you may. And well to all the orders of holy teaching, you say, you have the truth. I say unto you, your way and your words will certainly prove you out. In the holy places you erect houses of my worship, and even I have walked through to find no mention of my name. Do not be alarmed despairingly, but know that I am the Father, your God, Jesus my Son, and I are one, God. His glory is my glory, and to him alone is the kingdom of God. Surely will be forever glory and authority over every creature in heaven and on earth. I am your Father, you shall know my name, and I, your God, shall know your name. And by your love for my Son will your name shine in the book of life when your Lord and the Holy of Holies receives your Spirit. The Spirit I send to you will bear witness to your Spirit, which I gave you in order to glorify my Son, who is your Creator, who by my Spirit your Father designed you in the very image of ourself, but not by my hands, but by my Spirit. The Word of God spoken through my Son, Jesus Christ, the right hand of all power and holder of all my glory, I have never changed. My Son now shall never change. We are one, the Alpha and the Omega. Let all who will hear and never forget, I am Jehovah God, your Father. I will not share your worship with any other god, principality, idol, or thing on this earth, above or below. I have made you free to know of my great power and serve me by receiving my Son as your Savior. Love is the only way you'll see me. My Son is a Prince of Peace, sent to the nations by the God of perfect love, Jehovah. There will be many who will not have my Spirit, and therefore continue to fail in their labors. For these that seek my Spirit, they will find great amounts of the Holy Spirit, waiting to be poured out in the name of Jesus Christ, my Son. The Holy Spirit will come and bear witness to my great and holy name. He will teach you how to receive all my gifts and encourage you to produce much fruit. All the gifts are holy, I send to you. They all reflect the glory of your Father. I wish I could do the study for you, but I must hold this duty for you. As all who receive my Spirit know, it only comes from the Word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that love me will be on fire to prove all things true. Do this research under my Spirit, and I will not ever leave you. I will send the Helper that will quicken the time and yield you more to the commission you have been signed with, to glorify my name by way of proving faithful to my Son, Jesus Christ. May all people find my light and do this with urgency. My anger mounts against the wicked one, for the wineskin will not hold one moment past the appointed day of my wrath. The battle belongs to my Son, for the victory is the very glory of God. Stand in awe now and watch the arm of our God begin to lift his mighty power against the evil one. All nations shall know that I alone am Jehovah, and beside me there is no God. I am sending you prophets, teachers, inspired utterances, holy fire, which all men shall know that you are holy and pure. There will be great gifts of the Holy Spirit of God. Be sure you do not abuse the Spirit, for the failure to use this would grieve my Spirit, which shall return in full glory and victory as I have commanded him to accomplish my will. My judgment will find all practitioners of unrighteousness. You will have soon all the power of heaven poured out upon one people within all nations, tribes, and tongues. These people will be of one calling. There will be no division, no sex found within their spirit. They'll be my people. I'll be their God. They'll be one Spirit. That Spirit I will send to all who ask. That Spirit will only come from my Son, for to him belongs the kingdom of God. He will be their king, and I'll be their God. Worship the king, for he is worthy, saith the Lord Jehovah. Every knee in heaven shall bow at the very mention of his name. His kingdom will last forever and ever, saith the Lord. Now I send you my prophets. They will speak before kings and empires of the world in my name, that all shall know that I am Jehovah. Be mindful and full of the Spirit I have given you. Do not hinder these vessels of mine, but assist these men without question, for they are my special vessels, called out for my vindication. I will summon those that are dedicated to glory, and those which are dedicated to destruction. All things work to the vindication and glory of my name. Your salvation will be through Christ Jesus. What I dedicate to my glory by way of my Son ushers in your salvation also. Now as these words minister unto you by my Spirit, your God shall exhort you as spirit sons of mine to test the spirit of Satan by the Spirit of God. Many will come on the basis of my name and will mislead many, so beware, false prophets shall try to sway even the saints of God. I am coming quickly, saith the Lord. Gather now those whose hearts are right before the Lord. Place your elders at the gate. Let no foreign spirit enter your temple. There is only one spirit, and that spirit is holy. All other spirits are not of me. All spirits not of me are against my kingdom. If these rebellious spirits are against me, then they shall come against the Son of Man. Woe to the men of the earth, for even the sons of God shall be fully tested. Have good cheer, for I, your God Jehovah, shall never leave you. And as I promised you before, you will have the victory, saith the Lord and God Jehovah. I will give you all my spirit, that none shall perish, but all have everlasting life. In the salvation of my Son, Jesus Christ. Teach the word now, preach truth, and glory of Jesus Christ be at this urgently. Now there are many able and few willing to do the work of the Father. I will not fail to hold them this against those that would impair the body of Christ from accomplishing the complete and holy will of the Father. The salvation of man is by your Lord Jesus Christ, but the minister of God's Spirit is the body of Christ through his church. You are all living stones in that temple, and dead stones have no sharing in the kingdom of God. For your Lord is living, and the chief stone at the corner. Do not linger at the gospel, for the temple of God will be the first built by the master builder and creator, Jesus Christ. He will use the living stones which he called forth out of the earth to be cleansed by the spirit of holy fire, and placed in position forever as composite members of the house of God. The Lord's army is on the move. Shout hallelujah, you people, for Christ is ready to enlist those now willing to believe in the Son of God and the Lord of armies. The Lord commissions those who are willing to be faithful to their King and Lord Jesus Christ, who now will say to the King before the battle, "Here I am, send me." And how shall the Son of Man see the face of those who would hinder rather than usher in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Woe to those that hear and fail to do my will. The sea will boil and the mountains shall crumble. All will change, but my will shall last forever. So now as you see the seasons changing and the kingdom of man drawing into battle, hear my voice and don't linger at the work I myself set aside for your hands to find. And may the rest and peace of your Lord be with you. Oh, listen, O Jerusalem, and hear the sound of chariot wheels. As a mighty earthquake, do not sleep, but listen to my voice, that you may hear the word of the God who loves you and would wish that you would not have had to stumble. Your Lord has said with great joy to stand, shake off your mantle, and question your foot as if you really know how to walk, or are you a fool in which your forefathers suffered greatly to pass its wisdom and knowledge down to the mind of an ass? Do you really wish, O Israel, to keep the spirit of stupor as your God and Lord and not the God of your forefathers? The father of Abraham has given you, O Israel, a blessing and forgave just to forgive. O Judah, just as your forefathers cried out to me, I now cry out to you. O hear the cry of your father, O Israel, that I myself shall actually find a place to conceal you away from my anger. May you all escape the hour of my wrath, for it has come. So hold not onto your ways, for what was law is now lawless. I will hold you to the covenant I made with you, and you may hold me to my word, that all might come to me once again. I am your God, and you are my people, for your God has not forgot his promise to your forefathers. Pray you now that you hear my voice and come back to me, lest you should find my judgment as eternal fires upon your consciousness. There, eternally knowing the glory was there before you, and you failed to enter that grace, and feel my presence as a soothing oil upon your pain. My tent is with mankind, O Israel, but to you my house is ready to receive you, as I promised your forefathers. My tent has been long before your presence, but far from your heart. I, your God, have caused you to be mindful of your wretched condition, which like your forefathers grieved my heart, so that I would see you undone and disinherited, before I would allow one more idol to suffer my grace. But know, O Israel, I will cause a blessing to all of you. That blessing will remove the spirit of stupor, so that you will actually awaken and see that time has passed you by, and that I, your God, Jehovah, will allow you to see your transgressions before the Son of Man. You'll seek what you have cast away and find your utter despair by failing to attain what was always within your reach. Now pray that as the hour draws near, your senses do not mock you. You have mocked me, O Israel, and lo, I have forgiven you. Be of good cheer now, fill up on the spirit of your loving God. I have forgiven you, O Jerusalem. Now it is you that must forgive yourself by turning from your former ways, which condemns you to my wrath. Now hear my words and respect my prophets. They will carry the very hope of your salvation. Wake up, O Jerusalem, and come unto me, saith the Lord. All you people rejoice, for I will teach Jerusalem a new song, a song of eternal life and glory, by way of what was cast away to Gehenna, left for dead and raised unto eternal glory. Your evil deeds caused a purifying of flesh to spirit, and the completion of the perfect will of God manifested to you, a Jew, for your completion by your Lord and God Jehovah. All your sacrifices and perfect law I handed down to you by Moses, and you still missed my sacrifice of my great love for you, Jesus, my only begotten Son. O Israel, you are holy before your God, for you are his prized possession, and his love will never end. Jesus was your promised seed to free all the house of Israel, but you placed no importance on the sacrifices to your God. If you had placed importance on the sacrifices to me, you would have noted the arrival of my Son, who by his glory and love for you and me, he then offered his life unto all mankind, that you might be saved in my hour of vengeance. Lo, in all my covenants with you, O house of Israel, you have failed to yield to my authority, so now may your greatest prayer be a supplication to him, the one that was cast away, the one that shines bright like the Holy One, you know, as the God of Abraham. Now this holy victor will be the bright morning star and the light of the eternal days. Let all men worship him, for the Father has said, "This is my Son. He will sit at my right hand until I place his enemies as a stool for his feet." Hear this, O Israel. His light is before my throne. His glory is my glory, and my glory is now his glory. We are one, and ye shall be one. He wears the crown of everlasting glory, which I gave him. My Son wears the crown, and you called his work blasphemer and the worker of the devil's power. Humble yourself, O Israel, and awaken unto your newborn king. Worship him, for he is worthy. His glory is from my pleasure, and reward in him. To Christ Jesus belong the victory against every unseen evil spirit that had come against the earth, or is here now, or will come in the future. He holds the keys to death and Hades, and will bind Satan up 1,000 years to prevent him from entering in by his evil self or his demon spirits also. This kingdom of God is at hand. Now, my people, when I lift the spirit of stupor off of your heads and you begin to sense for the first time a feeling of livelihood, beware. Do not give yourselves over to false spirits and the spirit of confusion. Satan is still standing close by in the dark, so to keep you from arm's distance from the kingdom of God. Jesus is king, and his reign will be everlasting. He will lord over all his subjects with almighty power and grace, and I'll be their God, saith Jehovah, the Father of nations from everlasting to everlasting. This light of our radiance shall never see darkness. The subjects of the kingdom of God shall be as bright as the stars are themselves, for the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth. Listen, O Israel, and hear my voice. Live righteously now before your Lord. Inherit the kingdom of God, for your Lord calls at this moment to come out of your transgressions. See the Son of Man as he is truly glorified. By the act of Satan, the father of lies, Satan bruised you in the heel. This then caused all men to walk away from the glory, for your Lord is perfect. Only by perfection will man behold the beauty of God. Marvel not, as in sin Satan has bound the spirit of man, he was reduced to flesh and walked. Instead, being born and remaining in the kingdom of God, which was a paradise then. Understand the words of the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. In order to enter that kingdom, man must be born again. These words are true. Adam is called firstborn among men. Christ is called firstborn among God. In order for you to enter the kingdom, you must be born again. Once you are born of God, you are born of the Spirit. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the heavenly kingdom of God, but your spirit can. Once you have the Spirit of God, when you have the Spirit, you will become a spirit son of God and be restored to your Father's original glory for you. You will then occupy the place where your Lord assigns you to glory and honor. The kingdom of Jehovah God, our Lord, has many mansions. In order to share in the kingdom of God, receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and be obedient. Jesus will call all of you out of your sins. Then accept the blessing of eternal salvation and worship your newfound King. The blessings of eternal life are too great for the spirit of man to contemplate, as all things living soon die, and soon after death life begins anew on this earth. So is the entry into the kingdom of God. The Lord calls all living now to abandon the flesh and become Christ-like. So now put away your former ways. Do not return as in death, for these things are passing and belong to this world. Pray continually to find the ways of God, whose name is Jesus Christ. Listen, he will call you out of your sins, saith the Lord Jehovah. I sent him into the world that all men might be saved and have everlasting life in the kingdom of God. Receive your Lord and Savior. Oh, praise his name, O Israel. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Holy are his ways. Come unto me, the Lord has said, and drink of the living waters free. When one tastes these waters, one will never thirst again. Share the blessing of God. Happy are the ones bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The Lord has come. Praise the Lord, all you people. Lift up your voice in glad tidings. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed are the feet of the ones coming in the name of the Lord. Drink free now the waters of life, you of Jerusalem, and rejoice. The hour of your deliverance has drawn near.